Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Spillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Poll. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Knepper. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doran moves to second. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Walling moves to third. It's 2-0, Astros. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walling tags and scores. Cruz tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Astros. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Poll reaches second base with a double. Cruz scores. It's 4-0, Astros. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Poll scores. It's 5-0, Astros. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Bailey trying to get to home. Martin throws the ball into Fitzgerald who tags Bailey who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Spillman hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling juggles the ball. That's an error on Walling. Fitzgerald moves to second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. Backman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Astros. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman scores. Wilson scores. Chapman moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Astros. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Foster moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Astros. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nepper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nepper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Doran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Doran reaches second base with a double. Nepper goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Doran scores. It's 7-4, Astros. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walling hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire strikes out. One out. Junior Ortiz pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Brent Gaff now pitching. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey strikes out. Two outs. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Spillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaff covering, for the out. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nepper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Nepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaff covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Doran hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walling hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap pinch hits for Brent Gaff. Denny Walling now playing left field. Dave Smith now pitching. Ray Knight now playing third base. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Danny Heap now playing left field. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Spillman takes first base on ball 4. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spillman moves to third. Poll moves to second. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey is walked intentionally. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. Spillman scores. Poll moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-4, Astros. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Poll scores. Knight moves to second. It's 9-4, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. Doran moves to third. It's 10-4, Astros. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. Two outs. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Spillman takes first base on ball 4. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 4 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Astros. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spillman scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 10, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.